السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Moving on to the next verse. Avoid futile arguments. It seems as if everyone has something to argue about these days. Arguing is a waste of precious time and a diversion of shaitan. To impede the carrying out of good deeds or rendering khidmat of deen. Because now your good time is getting caught up in arguments. That same time you could have been making some ibadat, you could have rendered some khidmat of deen, but now you're busy debating, busy arguing. We do not have to worry about arguing with every other person. We got no time to argue with people. Only that person will go around arguing who got nothing to do with his life. He got so much of time on his hands now that he wants to argue with people. So he got no work. He got time to waste. So he goes around arguing. One person went to the barber and he said to the barber that I got some black hair and I got white hair. Then I got her white hair started coming out. So got some, most is black, but there's some white hair. So what I want you to do is you only cut the white hair. Leave all the black hair, only cut the white hair. So the barber also, he was a little bit terrible, you know. So what he did, he shaved that man's whole head. And he took all the hair, he put it in front of him. If him, you sit and keep picking out here. We haven't got time to sit. So you can sit and you can pick out all the white strands. I don't have time for that. So the person whose heart is connected with Allah Ta'ala, he doesn't have time for arguments. Same like that barber, no? You got no time to sit and pick out one. I must prove to you my point, prove to you my point, prove to you my point. What for? Unnecessary quarrels, wasting time, then the heart is left uneasy, then you can't concentrate, sometimes you can't fall off to sleep. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, he used to always mention the saying in Arabic, the English is here, that person whose eye is on where the orders are coming from. I can't remember properly how it was. May yanduru ila majarid qada. La yufni ayyamuhu bi mukhasamatin nas. Something like that. The saying is, but the English of it is that person is whose eye is on the place where the orders are coming, then he will not waste his time going around fighting with everybody. He got no time for that. Hazrat mentions, say one person, he wrote a lengthy letter to me. He mentioned amongst other things, Maulana, you and all your blind followers who attend your programs, you have got this weakness, that, you know, he's outlining all the weaknesses, not what he's saying. So Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, one day he made somebody read the whole letter out. He said, because it's addressed to you blind followers also. I read the whole thing out. It's reminding me of one buzur. People write, now they'll praise and all that, and they write to some pious person. And then you get those people who, they got dushmani, they got some adawat, they got some disagreement with that morana. So they will write all heavy things. this Buzur, in his old age now, he couldn't read all the letters himself and reply. So he had people to read it out for him. So now the people who are reading it out, when those heavy ones are coming now, when people are, you know, taking the sheikh to task, they feeling hard to read the thing out. So what they did, they put those ones one side. So one day he asked them, he said, my friends are not writing to me anymore. So they forgot me, they're not writing. So they said, no, Hazrat, they're writing. But he said, no, 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 you must read it. You must read that one also. Why are you only reading these ones? You must read those ones also. Something they may be able to make Islam of. You must read those ones out. So Hazrat one day read this whole thing. But the jawab that he gave, to that person, Hazrat's jawab was, Jazakallah for informing us of some of our weaknesses. I make shukr that Allah Ta'ala concealed my many other weaknesses. However, do inform me when you notice more of our shortcomings and failings, and make dua that Allah Ta'ala gives us hidayat. That was his answer, jawab. That's all. So what we're going to argue about now? Take each point now and dissect it and prove it or disprove it. What for? Futile arguing creates restlessness and darkness in the heart. It opens the door to misguidance. It leads a person away from Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautioned us, no people will go astray after having guided, except that they become argumentative. They become argumentative, then they can go astray. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, I guarantee a house in the outskirts of Jannah to the one who gives up arguing, even if he is right. He is right, but he gives up the arguing. He doesn't argue. So if we keep before us these ahadiths and we have yaqeen on the words of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the consequences of our actions and the rewards of the akhirah, many arguments would not even surface. The salik, you know, Hazrat wa Bismillah rahmatullahi alayhi, used to always mention this every now and again in the majlis. He said that मैं तालिबे सादिक से बोल रहा हूँ। आई एम एड्रेसिंग दोज हु आर ट्रू सीकर्स। अदर्स हु आर लिसनिंग फॉर एंटरटेनमेंट आर नॉट एड्रेसिंग यू। आई एम एड्रेसिंग दोज हु आर ट्रू सीकर्स। बिकॉज़ यू आर सीकिंग समथिंग, सो नाउ यू मस्ट लर्न इट नाउ। सो फॉर अ सादिक, the one seeking Allah Ta'ala, he avoids futile arguments. He doesn't waste time over petty matters. Just small, small things. You're going to break head over it. The focus and effort should be towards the most noble and lofty objective, which is earning the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Today's zamana, we have what is called keyboard warriors. You get keyboard warriors. And sometimes it's unfortunate that even people of knowledge also get caught up. Now, for example, you're on one group now. Now something happens. Exactly like this situation now. Iran, America, Israel, right? Now, what's the reality now? We won't know what's the reality. How are we going to know what's the reality? So, each person, one is, we can't really have views now. Right? The ulama, now they need to guide the ummah. So now, for example, if I have a view, Now I can't pull my view out from my back pocket also. Has to be based on deen, based on ahadith, based on shariat, based on Quran Sharif. So now I voice my opinion, my view, or I'm giving some guidance, let's say, right? Now, some people are going to agree, some people are going to disagree. Now, those people who agree, now that mustn't throw me up now. And those people who disagree, now that mustn't put me in a depression now. Now in the group, now somebody says something. Now I feel, now I'm going to answer that thing. Then somebody else says something. Now I must answer that thing. Then, now on another group, they are pro what I'm saying. So I've got some ammunition from there. Now I'm posting all that over here. In that time, you could have read a couple rakats tahajjud namaz. You could have made dua to Allah Ta'ala. What was your maqsad? What was your objective of saying what you said? You're guiding your community. You got a responsibility, right? You're the imam, you're the khatib, you're the ustad, you're the sheikh, whatever. So you're guiding your community. Now, if other people disagree, what are you going to do? People disagreed with Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving them direct wahi from Allah Ta'ala. And people deny the existence of Allah Ta'ala, yet Allah Ta'ala created them. So where we think we want to get everybody to agree with us? We can't get everybody to agree with us. Now to sit and argue with each person, prove your point to each person, then that shows that there is a lack of ikhlas. The lack of ikhlas. But now you spoke so that people must say I'm right. Now people are saying I'm wrong, now I must prove it to you. So people of ilm will have this kind of argument. Now another person will be arguing whether the old shape M3 or the new shape M3 is better. Which room is better? Now that argument will carry on for half an hour, arguing over the room. Which color and which room and which car is faster and which soccer player is better. All layani, totally futile things, and so much argument will go over there. It's just waste time, creates darkness in the heart and takes us away from our objective. Our objective is to please Allah Ta'ala. These arguments are not going to please Allah Ta'ala. I'm not going to please Allah. Allah Rabbil Izzat, give us tawfiq. Between husband and wife also, sometimes arguments for nothing. Absolutely nothing. So you people read different sipara. I read different sipara. So I was reading 21 sipara. So there in 21 Sipara, Allah Ta'ala says that from his signs is he created for you spouses from you. Why? Litaskunu ilayh. Give sukoon. And now, if you're going to keep arguing, where's the sukoon? There's no sukoon. The house is like World War. You're waiting for World War III to happen. World War is taking place every day. But if you just say, "Yeah, you're right. Allah, you're right." Now finish. Argument is over. You must remember, lady, you can't make her wrong. Because if you settle the matter, she must still tell you something else. She must still tell you something. So now you're right. Just say, "Are you right?" You're right, carry. Some ladies, they're sharp also, you know. So one person, he was traveling with his wife in the countryside, you know, like Albert Falls. So they saw some monkeys, you know. So the husband, he wants to share the wife. So he tells the wife, these are your connections. These are your connections, your family. So the wife, she too was smart. She said, yeah, from my in-laws. My in-laws. So arguments, silly arguments, Allah Ta'ala protect us from it. The best thing is just give the person the benefit of the doubt. Sometimes even you're trying to make some amar bil ma'ruf nahi anil munkar. You tell a person something, now he wants to argue. Amosh. Quiet. You try to tell a person something, now he's being foolish. Make salam and keep moving. Don't sit to break your head, no? Allah Fadlustu Fiqh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh wa laka ash-shukru kulluh. Allahumma rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyiatina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa afu anna. Allahumma ya musarrifal qulub sabbit qulubana ala ta'atik. Allahumma ya muqallibal qulub sabbit qulubana ala dinik. Allahumma arinal haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'ah wa arinal batila batilan warzuqna ijtinabah. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.